I want to thank my reception the last few days at both here and Blessed Sacrament has been very warm. Here, Pam and others have showed me around. And at Blessed Sacrament, they had a huge moving crew for me so I could get my stuff in really quick. And everybody's been so kind. So I want to thank both communities, really, for the kindness of their welcome. They tell me I have a lot fewer clothes than Father Phil. That Father Phil would change, three times a day or something like that. So apparently I have a lot fewer clothes. I don't know what that means, but you can interpret that however you want. I just want to tell you a little bit about myself, and I hope to get to know many of you in the weeks and months to come. I'm from Marblehead, Ohio. Many people think people only vacation there, but I actually lived there. I grew up there, and I'm the oldest of five. I went to Sandusky St. Mary's for high school. I went to Xavier University for college, studied philosophy, which left me with no job prospects. And so I entered the priesthood, which is what you do when you have no job prospects. I did my seminary studies, not like Phil in Rome. He was one of the privileged, right? But I did mine in Cincinnati. And the last 4 years as a priest, I was ordained in 2013 as a priest. I've been in Mansfield at St. Peter's for the last 4 years as the associate and teaching in the high school. So I have to say I'm very happy to move to college students after having to teach sophomores. As if you have sophomores yourselves, you know what that means. And I'm sorry if there are any sophomores here. Really sorry. So it's a privilege to be here, and I hope to get to know you sort of in the weeks to months to come. I'm a sports fanatic of all kind. I played tennis in college, but I'm much fatter than I was then. So I'm not very good anymore, but I love all sports, and I love playing the guitar and music. So those are my two hobbies outside of what I do. The gospel today is very challenging, and it's hard to hear when my mother and father are here, when Jesus says, "Whoever loves your mother and father more than me is not worthy of me." And here my mom and dad sit. And I love them more than you could love anything, except God. And that's Jesus' point, is that no human relationship, as good as they are, can ever replace God. That God is the source of all love, and therefore He has to have the first priority in our life. And listen, that's not to denigrate other relationships. Right? Loving God is not some zero-sum game where if we love God more, we love our spouse less. Or if we love God more, we love our mom less. Or if we love God more, we love our boyfriend or girlfriend or our siblings or our friends less. No, in fact, if we love God more, we love all of those other human relationships more. Because God is the ground of them. He's the source of them. So if we love God more, we love our spouse more. If we love God more, we'll love our family more. If we love God more, we'll love our friends more. If we love God, we'll love our enemies more. And so the message of Jesus today is that nothing can take the place of our relationship with God. And sometimes this plays itself out in very concrete ways. So I have a friend, I talked to him this week. He's a priest in Syracuse, New York. He's one of my best friends. He was at Xavier University with me, and we sort of discerned the seminary together. And when we both told our families that we were thinking about the priesthood, we got very different reactions. When I told my mom and dad, they were very supportive. In fact, my mom was elated and a little gung-ho about the whole thing. I think she hated my girlfriends in college because she thought they were taking me away from the priesthood. So they obviously were very supportive. My friend Jason, though, when he told his parents, they were so embarrassed, they took him out of the will. They virtually disowned him. His dad, who was a businessman, thought Jason should be using his skill set in business or in politics. They wanted grandchildren. They were very embarrassed at the prospect that their son would become a priest. They literally took him out of the will. And so Jason had a very concrete choice to make in line with the gospel today. Love of mother and father, which he loves his family. They gave him life, raised him, given him everything. Or following what he perceived to be the will of God. And so he had to make a radical choice, which is, I have to follow what I perceive to be the will of God. Even over against my parents' wishes. He had to put love of God above love of family in a very radical, concrete way. And it was painful for him. Now, fortunately, right, his family has come along. His family now, they're the biggest fans. They go to every one of his masses and cheer him on during the homilies. And right, they're number one fans now, but it took some time. And he still had to make that choice. I remember when I was at Xavier, I had a radical conversion back to the faith my sophomore year. So I know the power of the college years for the potential of growing in our relationship with the Lord. But I had a radical conversion. And I can tell you, my friends that I developed the first year and a half I was at Xavier, it was the party crowd. And so I had to say, okay, are these friendships allowing me the freedom to pursue a relationship with God? Or are they obstacles? It's not that any of them were bad people. They're all good people, right? But they were putting me in situations where I wasn't able to fully live out the faith that I was starting to take seriously. And so I had to begin a process of distancing myself, of disengaging some of those people, not in a rude way, but just saying, you know, these relationships are sort of substituting for God. And I need to put God first. And so I think all of us in our own lives, when we look at our own human relationships, when we look at the material things we value and the material things we possess, we have to ask ourselves very radically the question Jesus poses to us today. Do we love anything more than God? Do we love and value anything more than God? Do we have idols? And whether that's material things or a person, do we say that thing or that person is more important than God? And Jesus challenges us, I think, today to sort of scrutinize that in our own lives and to see if anything has taken pride of place, has taken priority over our relationship with Him. And so again, I want to thank all of you for welcoming me. This has been a pleasure. This is so lively. I love this. Mass and so on. And I look forward to meeting all of you. And I just ask that together we journey toward making sure, despite how much we love our other human relationships and how much we love material things, that we make sure that God is first. Amen.